Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. That is our old school bell. And when you hear that, you know it's time to run, get your Bibles, and become a student in this school. And we're going to be studying the greatest book that was ever written, of course, and that is the Bible itself. And we're going to be looking at part of the Bible that is called the New Testament. And we're in a quarter of study called Great Men and Women of the Bible, the New Testament. We're looking at the study that we have here is of John the Baptist. And so turn in your Bibles to John chapter 3, or the book of John. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in a moment, beginning in verse 6 about John the Baptist. And then we'll turn to our little Sunday school book and read some notes from there to help us along in our study. Now, while you're turning to the book of John, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now take your Bible, and we'll turn to John chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, and we'll read at least down through to verse 37. And here we have John 1 in verse 6. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and crieth, saying, This was he of whom I said, He that cometh after me is come before me, for he was before me. For of his fullness we are all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1 and verse 19. And this is the witness of John, when the Jews sent unto him from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, and he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. And they said therefore unto him, Who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said Isaiah the prophet. And they have been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, Why then baptizest thou, if thou art not the Christ, neither Elijah, neither the prophet? And John answered them, saying, I baptized in water. In the midst of you standeth one whom ye know not, even he that cometh after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. John chapter 1 and verse 29. On the morrow he seeth Jesus coming into him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man who is become before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. And for this cause came I baptizing in water. And John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but that he sent me to baptize in water. He said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and bore witness that this is the Son of God. And again, on the morrow, John was standing and two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Now, I'm going to come now to this little Sunday school book that I have called Elam's Notes. And it is printed, this part of the text is printed in those notes. We're going to be looking in detail at this text. It's Luke chapter 3, verses 3 through 8, and Luke chapter 7, verses 24 through 28. So let me read those to you now. Luke chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. And it came to pass, and it came unto all the region round about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough way smooth. For all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He saith, therefore, to the multitudes that went out to be baptized of him, Ye all spring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now, Luke chapter 7, verses 24 through 28. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. And I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there is none greater than John, yet he that is but little in the kingdom of God is greater than he. There is a golden text for this Sunday school lesson. It is Luke 1 and verse 68. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he hath visited and wrought redemption for his people. There is also for this Sunday school lesson a devotional reading. It is from the old prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 through 8. Isaiah 40 and verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and her iniquity is pardoned, that she hath received of Jehovah's hand double for all her sins. Isaiah 40 and verse 3. The voice of one that crieth, Prepare ye in the wilderness a way of Jehovah. Make level in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the uneven shall be made level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. Isaiah 40 and verse 6, the voice of one saying, cry, and one said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the breath of Jehovah bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. There's a geographical note for this Sunday school lesson. It talks about Hebron. Hebron was an ancient city in the hill country of Judah, having been built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt, according to Numbers 13:22. Abraham dwelt there, Genesis 13:18. There was the cave of Machpelah there, in Genesis chapter 23. The spies that Joshua sent into the land visited Hebron, and according to Genesis 13, and according to Numbers chapter 13 and verse 22, it was taken by Joshua in Joshua 10:36 and 37, and was given to Caleb, Joshua 14. It was where David first reigned as king, and it was one of the cities of refuge. There John the Baptist was reared. It was 20 miles south of Jerusalem. Its present number of inhabitants exceeds 10,000. Now, for the introduction to this lesson about John the Baptist, there were several prominent persons that were contemporary with John: Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, the Tetrarch of Galilee, Philip, the Tetrarch of Etruria, and Trachonitis, Licinius, Annas, and Caiaphas are given in Luke chapter 3, 1 and 2. Tiberius Caesar, stepson and successor of Augustus, was the second emperor of Rome. He was the associate emperor with Augustus before Augustus's death. He began to reign in A.D. 14 and reigned until his death in A.D. 37. After the banishment of Archelaus in A.D. 6, Judea was made a province under Roman governors with headquarters at Caesarea on the sea. Pilate was the fifth of these governors. He was appointed in A.D. 25 or A.D. 26 and was removed in A.D. 36. Wearied with his misfortunes, he committed suicide. Guilty of other sins and a depraved coward, he played a prominent part in the basest crime the world has ever known, the crucifixion of Jesus. There are seven Herods mentioned in the New Testament: Herod the King, that is also called Herod the Great; Archelaus, his son and successor; Herod Antipas, the Tetrarch of Galilee, the son of Herod the Great; Herod Philip, a son of Herod the Great, who built Caesarea Philippi and married Salome, the daughter of Philip, his half-brother, the girl who danced before Herodias Antipas; Herod Philip, another son of Herod the Great, lawful husband of Herodias, who was his half-niece; Herod Agrippa the First, the son of Aristobulus, the grandson of Herod the Great; and Herod Agrippa the Second, son of Herod Agrippa the First. Well, we should familiarize ourselves on all of these different Herods, but often in reading the New Testament it is easy to get them confused. Licinius was the Roman ruler, or Tetrarch, of Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas were called high priest, but there was really only one high priest at the time. Annas was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who had been deposed by the Romans, and Caiaphas had been appointed in his stead.